Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. I'm Ishadrita Lahiri, Principal Correspondent at the Print, and I cover Congress Party for the organization in its political bureau. Now, an issue that the Congress Party has been going hammer and tongs against is that of stock market manipulation, stock market price manipulation, and alleged financial fraud of the Adani Group. Now, this is a plank that the Congress has played against the BJP for a long time now, but it has escalated since the last parliament session, which happened right after a report by the Hindenburg Group, which is a short seller firm, which made these allegations against the Adani Group. And in this session of the parliament, which started Monday, the BJP has gone all guns blazing, demanding that Rahul Gandhi apologize for some comments that he has made in his recent trip to the United Kingdom. And as a response to that, the Congress Party has said that the BJP and the government needs to respond on their allegations against the relationship between Prime Minister Modi and Mr. Adani. And they allege that Prime Minister Modi is allegedly giving preferential treatment to the Adani Group. Now, some would say that this is similar to the Congress's Rafale plank or the Chaukidar Chor Hai plank with which it went to the 2019 Lok Sabha polls, but it failed completely. But there's a reason that the Congress party believes that this is different from 2019, this is different from Chaukidar Chor Hai. And today I published a report on our website, theprint.in, stating three reasons why the party thinks so. And right now I'll be reading that report out for you. The opposition members led by the Congress on Wednesday sought in vain to march to the Enforcement Directorate headquarters from Parliament to file a complaint against the Adani Group and its alleged fraudulent activities. This was the third day in a row since the second half of the budget session began that the party has gone all guns blazing against the alleged Adani-Modi relationship. The MPs from the Congress and at least 16 other parties weren't allowed beyond Parliament area by the Delhi police. In the previous session, the Congress's sustained focus on Adani has many asking if this is a redux of the Chaukidar Chor Hai and Rafale scam tropes that proved electorally disastrous for the Congress in the 2019 Lok Sabha election. However, Gandhi and the party leadership believe that the Adani issue is different. Multiple Congress leaders, including parliamentarians that the Print spoke to, said there are three main reasons for this belief. First, the party thinks that unlike Rafale, which was just one scam or deal, the Adani issue can be the beginning of many more such charges that can take away the incorruptible halo around Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Second, the party believes its campaign will split the corporate world and draw a section of this corporate market towards the Congress once they are convinced that the Adani Group is being unfairly favoured by the government, leaving the others to fend for themselves. Third, the party is also using the Adani issue to target small traders who they have been trying to woo by insinuating that the BJP is destroying small businesses. And if small businesses are suffering and the business of one man is becoming better, it is bound to have an electoral impact. Talking to the Print, Congress's General Secretary in charge of communications, Jairam Ramesh, said the party's messaging is largely working. He said, and I quote, "I believe most people are convinced that Adani would not have been able to do what he did without the Prime Minister's involvement. But will this strategy work? The first question that many are asking is whether Adani can stick as a corruption issue, given that allegations of stock price manipulation, etc., are difficult for the common man to understand. It has a much more difficult syntax than, for example, the CWG scam that proved to be instrumental in bringing down the UPA government in 2014. A Congress source who's working on the party's strategy in the run-up to the 2024 election said, and I quote, "With Adani, there is data and the easy numbers to show that his ranking in the world's richest has gone up from 609 to second in the world in a short span of time. You can argue that Rafale was difficult to understand and that the CWG scam was easy to understand, but the BJP's poll plank at the time wasn't just CWG, it was 2G also. It was a bunch of incidents which tied the Congress to corruption. Rafale was one deal and we went with it," the source said. "Here, the Adani scam may not be one entire poll issue, but it can make way for other such issues to come out of the closet, which will then show in reality that the Modi government is really a suit boot ki sarkar." The second question many are asking is if the Congress will be able to sustain this narrative against the Prime Minister and Mr. Adani. To this, the source said that the scam itself cannot be a poll plank for 2024, but the party will milk it till it can. The source said, and I quote, it's very difficult to talk about one specific scam or individual for a year. From my understanding, there will be cycles or aspects of this issue that will come to the fore from time to time, and each time we'll have to capitalize on it. Jairam Ramesh, on the other hand, told the Print that electoral gains for the Congress, as far as Adani is concerned, will depend on how the party organizes itself around the issue. He said, and I quote, "We have to do what we have to do. We are certainly doing our best to unravel the full dimensions of this super scam that has taken place with full knowledge and active association of the Prime Minister. We have raised three pointed questions daily for 28 days. We have written to the SEBI and the RBI. We have held press meets across the country. Will this yield electoral gains will depend on the party organization," unquote. The Prince spoke to various members of the party organization and the MPs who are agitating in parliament to better understand where the Congress wants to go with the Adani issue. A Congress MP who was at a meet of the Congress parliamentary party Monday, chaired by Sonia Gandhi, said that while the party was apprehensive about the privileges committee suspending Rahul Gandhi on the first day of the new session, the plan was to disrupt the house on the Adani issue. The MP said, and I quote, "The opposition is not united on the Adani issue. Some are demanding a joint parliamentary committee. Some are demanding a Supreme Court monitored probe. Most regional parties, including some of the Congress's allies, have made peace with the Adani group and will not push beyond a point. If the Rahul issue was not brought up, then the Adani issue might have fizzled out in this session," the MP said. He added, and I quote, "But because they brought up the demand for an apology by Rahul, we moved ahead full steam with Adani. The idea that we are being constantly communicated is that Adani's links with Modi are clear, so we should push to ensure that the linkage between the two stays in public memory. Of course, crony capitalism is the overarching issue," unquote. The source from Gandhi's team says that while the push is against crony capitalism, the party's understanding is that it has also created a corporate warfare. This means that those corporate entities not favored by the government will naturally be antagonistic about Adani's rise. The party plans to get these corporate entities on its side in a bid to isolate Adani in the corporate ecosystem, the source revealed. The source said, "Those corporates which are opposed to Adani are reaching out to us. More of them will help us so that Adani stops receiving preferential treatment." The source said, and I quote, "Those corporates which are opposed to Adani are reaching out to us. More of them will help us so that Adani stops receiving preferential treatment," unquote. It is also interesting to note that while the Congress and Rahul Gandhi's fight against alleged crony capitalism started with the Adani-Ambani jibes, it has totally been focused on Adani ever since the Hindenburg report was released. That apart, one of the first attempts by the party to connect the Adani issue to the grassroots was by pointing out investments made by the Life Insurance Corporation, LIC, and State Bank of India, SBI, in these groups. A Congress MP who was a part of protests in Parliament during the session said, and I quote, "On the face of it, this is not an issue that people in rural areas will understand. So the fact that their money has been invested in the Adani group was an important point to make." A Congress MP who has been protesting in Parliament said, and I quote, "On the face of it, this is not an issue that people in rural areas will understand. So the fact that their money has been invested in the Adani group was important to point out," unquote. When his attention was drawn to the Prince report that LIC would in fact make a profit of close to 11,000 crores if it were to sell its shares in Adani today, the MP said, and I quote, "It's not about how much profit or loss LIC will make. But in principle, public money should not be invested in crony capitalists. That's the point we're trying to make." The source from Rahul Gandhi's team, who's working on the party's strategy for 2024, said that the party was also trying to win back small traders and MSMEs through its campaign against GST and demonetization, and that this Adani push also fits into that in some way or the other. The source said, and I quote, "There is a section of small traders who invest in stocks and are aware of how the market works. They will understand this, and some of them are also BJP and Modi voters. Since their businesses are suffering due to GST among other things, they will also understand that another businessman is making money due to his collusion with the government," unquote. That's all we have for you today, but we of course we'll be keeping a close watch on how the Congress takes forward the Adani issue, whether the BJP chooses to respond, and of course we will be bringing you all the details that come out from the next few days of the second half of the budget session of Parliament, which is ongoing at this point. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Print Pod. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode.